offering my most humble and prayerful pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. Loving Sai Ram and greetings to all of you from Prashanthi Nilayam, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. And a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. You are listening to Radio Sai's Asia Stream. At the very outset, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Today is 14th of August, the year 2014, and tomorrow, the 15th of August, is a day of pride for all Indians, as India is going to celebrate her 68th year of independence from the British rule. So, on behalf of the entire Radio Sai team, I wish all Indians an advanced happy Independence Day. Well, on this occasion, let me quote an excerpt from Bhagwan's Divine Discourse, which Bhagwan delivered on India's Independence Day in one of the years. So Bhagwan says, in this excerpt, Bhagwan says, what is true independence and how to attain it? And I quote, a person bound by objective desires will try in various ways to fulfill them. He will be a slave to his senses and their pursuits. But if one withdraws the senses from the world and gains control over their master, the mind, and engages that mind in penance, then one can establish swarajya or self-mastery, independence over oneself. Bondage means to allow the senses to attach themselves to objects. When the mind that flows through the senses towards the outer world is turned inwards and is made to contemplate on the Atma, it attains liberation or moksha. So what is important is that we should turn inward. And that's a message from Bhagwan that Bhagwan gave in one of his divine discourses, which he delivered on the occasion of India's independence. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 11:25, and in the previous segment, Morning Glory, which was hosted by Sister Karuna, in the second half of the segment, you heard a conversation with Brother Vijay Sai, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, and he was in conversation with Radio Sai's Bishop Roshti. Today in this segment, Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you a conversation that Brother Bishu had with the State President of Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization for NCR Region New Delhi, that is with Mr. Jitendra Chima. And he'll be talking to us about the various initiatives that the Sathya Sai Seva Organization for NCR Delhi have taken after Bhagwan's Mahasamadhi. But it'll be in a while from now. To begin this segment with, let's listen to a beautiful Qawwali sung by Bhagwan's students.
तुमने मुझे थाम लिया, कौन है जिसने किनारे पे लगा दी है मेरी कश्ती,
कौन है जिसने जमाने के जुल्म खुद सहकर
अपने सीने में छुपा ली मेरी पाका मस्ती हाजी।
खुदा के प्यार की सूरत बयां नहीं होती बयां नहीं होती साईं के प्यार की सूरत बयां नहीं होती साईं के प्यार की
Side. Spend the day with Sai. to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram, and welcome back to today's Thursday Live. Well, there was a small technical glitch, and we are sorry for that. The time right now in our studio is 11:30 a.m., and it's a pleasant day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and you are listening to the segment Service, Love in Action. Well, today in this segment, as I said, I'll be playing for you a conversation with Mr. Jitendra Cheema, the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for NCR Region, New Delhi. Well, before that, before going to that conversation, I'm tempted to share with you all a wonderful news which was highlighted in Times of India on 11th of this month. It carried a story on India top 8 schools, and Radio Sai is utterly delighted to inform you that our very own divine school, the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashant Nilayam, founded by the Universal Teacher to Humanity, Bhagwan Baba, has been ranked among India's best for academic achievement by the Times of India. That is, the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School is in the top list for its average aggregate of 90% marks and highlights its highest aggregate at 97.8% marks. Well, that's quite cool and awesome, isn't it? It's all by Bhagwan's divine grace and nothing more. So moving forward in the segment, as I said, dear listeners, I'll be playing for you a conversation with Mr. Jitendra Cheema, the state president of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for NCR Region, New Delhi. And in this conversation, he'll be sharing with us many of the initiatives, Seva initiatives that the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for NCR Region have taken in New Delhi. And in conversation with him is Radio Sai's Bishop Prashti.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Sinos, Service in the Name of Sai. And today, it's my pleasure to have in the studios the State President of Satya Sai Organizations Delhi, NCR Region, Mr. Jitendra Cheema. A warm welcome to you, sir, to the studios.
Thank you, Bishu.
So it's the month of August and we see Sevadals from the north in Prashant Nilayam. So how has it been for people coming all the way from Delhi to serve in the seemingly tough conditions in Prashant Nilayam?
Well, I think we have been gearing up for this since February of this year. Normally the exercise starts about 6 months before.
6 months before?
Yes, in terms of putting people together, putting our numbers together. Our Seva starts on the 31st of July each year. So essentially, because it's a city, you know, cosmopolitan city, Delhi in National Capital Region, so most of the people, young people, are at least working in corporates.
Yeah.
So you need to plan your holiday in advance.
Yes.
You also need to, people who are working in government, they also need to plan their holiday. So essentially what we do is we start gearing up. In terms of reaching out, doing some orientation camps, reaching out in terms of, motivating people to come, because mind it, it's a 2-day travel here by rail. It's a half a day travel by air,
yeah.
Even if you travel by air from Delhi. So you really need to factor in all that time.
Yes.
Travel time back and forth, and obviously the seva time that you spend here. But the good thing is, and I'm pleased to share with you, that we have some 1,100 sevadals from Delhi National Capital Region this year.
Wonderful.
Which has taken over on the 31st of August. I think all the sectors were settled on the same day because we had sufficient numbers to cater to the demand of each of the sector. And I just had a meeting with the Secretary of the Central Trust today, and he expressed his satisfaction with the takeover and with the activity that is going on with the new batch of Sevadil from New Delhi and from the National Capital Region.
Okay.
So we're glad to be here. It's an arduous journey, but always, I think all the devotees in the National Capital Region look forward to being here. and to be part of the process. Being in Puttaparthi means that when you are serving in the institutions which Swami has built, is to be part of that building process. And
yes,
it's a great feeling. And I think I was taking rounds yesterday. I went around to meet with Sevadals, how they were, to look after their welfare. I think we as leaders of the organization, we have an abundant duty as well to look after the people we bring here.
Yes.
In terms of whether they're comfortable with their, where they're being housed, whether the food that is being given to them is what they would, you know, which is comfortable to their palate. Mind it, these are North Indians, not used to rice every day.
Yes.
So we what we do as an organization, we also buy coupons, extra coupons from our end, and give it out to the Sevadals so that, you know, they are not, you know,
in any way constrained.
Constrained in terms of food. And then we have, you know, teams working now, which is serving tea in the night, tea and biscuits in the night, because, you know, they should feel that they are in their mother's home.
Yes.
I think it's the organization's duty to convey through their actions,
yes,
that truly that they are at their mother's house where they're serving, and so give them that comfort.
Yes.
And I think they're all very, very delighted. I have walked a few miles across in Puttaparthi over the last 3 days, just to meet with people. It's a great time to connect with people.
Yes.
Because you never have such an agglomeration of people at one,
yes,
place at the same time. In Delhi, you meet it in batches, 100, 50, 200,
yes,
people, but here 1100 of them, all your brothers and sisters are here. So it's also a great moment personally for me, of learning and sharing the experience with them.
So how has it been talking to some of them? Can you remember one or two instances of talking to some of these sevadars, just to know about how does it feel for them being here?
Yeah, absolutely. I must share this morning when I was walking up to the mandir, after getting ready, I saw Bhatnagar Aunty. She's a veteran Sevadal, an old senior member of Delhi organization. She was on her wheelchair,
mm-hmm,
and she was holding the Sevadal scarf in her hand.
Okay.
And so I greeted her, and I was very, very pleasantly surprised that she was holding. I said, "Where are you going?"
Mm-hmm.
She said she was going to the South Indian canteen to serve. To see that indomitable spirit,
mm-hmm,
in people who may have aged, who may not be physically capable, you know, but yet out of love for Swami, mm-hmm, they are here.
Yes.
They're here and they want to be part. They don't want to miss this opportunity.
Yes.
You know, some of them have been here for 17 times. So it's a great pride. A lot of people would say it with pride that this is my 7th seva, this is my 9th seva, this is my 14th seva.
Wonderful.
So I think it's like a badge of honor for them,
yes,
that they have been able to accomplish these many numbers of seva.
Mm.
And a lot of elderly people, a lot of people from our Satya Sai Village Integrated Program are here. I must share with you that 25% of the Sevadal which has arrived from Delhi National Capital Region this time is below age of 20.
Wow.
And the average age of our Sevadal across from Delhi National Capital Region, we have done actually an average, is 41 years. So there are a lot of young people who are motivated people who are coming from our SSS VIP programs, devotees, children. Our focus has been to motivate devotees, children, because they are now the next generation of Sai devotees who will take our mission forward. So essentially a great focus has been laid on Balvikas, on college-going students of our Sai devotees, so that they can be here to take charge of things in times to come.
Yes.
So they are being trained. So I'm very delighted with the numbers that have come, and also the age group that has, which is here to serve. Mind it, we also have people like Bhatnagar Aunty, you know, and they are a great inspiration.
Yes.
You know, people at that age, we have people above 70 also, which are 10% of the total Sevadal, which has arrived, which goes to show that, you know, physically they may have gone weak, but their devotion to Swami has not gone weak.
Yes.
You know, their devotion continues to be the same. And I think that inspires us.
Yes.
Us who are in the younger generation of Sai devotees who are now part of the mission, it's a source of inspiration for all of us.
Wonderful. So there are many who have also come into Bhagwan's fold very recently.
Yes. Yes. So you minded these some 20-25% that I'm mentioning, these are people who have never ever seen Swami physically. You know, so over the last, say, three and a half years, the work that the Satya Sai Mission in Delhi is doing in the Village Integrated Program, these are essentially children from those regions.
Mm-hmm.
And I must share this story. A girl has arrived here from a village integrated program. And last year was her first time for Prashanti Seva. She took Bhagwan's photograph from here as, you know, as a parting gift. And she placed it at her altar in a small house that she has back home in her village. You know, we have urban villages in Delhi. Swami, in his abundant grace and mercy, started showering Vibhuti on that photograph. And today she has brought 20 of her young friends who are inspired to see Swami's divinity manifest in her house. They have come along with her to experience the divinity here. I think that's really remarkable to see young people coming to his fold. I have always believed that Sai organization or the Sai mission has one singular objective at the moment. The singular objective is that we have to sensitize and expose the Sai mission and the Sai way of life to people. Baba will attract them. Yes. That is not our job. Yes. Our job is to expose new generation of Sai people who have never experienced him. We have had great benefit of his, of actually his touch, sambhashan, and everything. But younger people who have never had the opportunity, I think the Sai mission today has to focus on just introducing these people to the Sai.
Yes.
And rest you will see the job of, you know, relationship between a devotee and the master will be developed by Swami himself. And I think this girl's example is one vivid example of that. You know, we just brought her as a process. And in that process, she has not only steadfast in her own resolution towards Swami as his master, but also now brought all her other friends to be part of this divine saga.
Wonderful. In fact, that reminds me of what Swami told Mr. Ted Henry. He's a journalist from US, and on one occasion when he was returning to US, and he told Swami, what is the message that you want to give? How should we talk about you in the US? Swami said, you don't have to tell anything about me. Swami said, you tell them about my work.
Yes.
I will tell them about myself.
Correct. Absolutely.
So that is what is happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are witnessing it.
Yes.
You see, these are not things that we are just hearing. It's not a part of a talk.
Yes.
It's actually we are witnessing this unfolding drama which is happening in our own lives, and we are part of that.
Yes.
And that is what keeps elevating your spirit, that all that you have to do is keep spreading his message of oneness, of goodness, of love all and serve all. And all, and the rest of it in terms of people connecting with him spiritually is something which is the job of the master.
It happens very subtly.
It happens very subtly.
Very powerfully.
And very powerfully. And you are floored.
Yeah.
You know, you're absolutely floored in the end.
We never imagine this much to happen or in this way to happen,
absolutely.
But it happens.
Absolutely.
So wonderful. So how does this happen? What are the different ways you have sort of thought of taking this Bhagwan's message? You said you want to introduce people to the Sai way of life. You want to introduce them to what is this new approach to happiness?
Yeah. You see, if you look at in urban cities, and I think this is a phenomena which is common to all urban cities, not only in India, but I believe overseas as well. So what are people doing? People are running the dincharya.
Yeah.
Every single day they're running to their offices.
Yes.
What do they see there? They see competition there. Okay. People trying to put each other down.
Mm.
Okay. There is no spirit of brotherhood. There is no spirit of unison. Okay.
Yeah.
They're highly stressed in terms of financial resources because you want to do better than the next.
Yes.
Okay. You come back all stressed out in the evening. You know, the family lives are getting scattered. Not enough focus on your family and your children. In the end, you may have made plenty of money, but you have not invested enough time in your children. So as a result, children have gone haywire. So this is a phenomenon common in almost all cosmopolitan cities. So the idea is to seed Swami's message and learnings to young minds. Okay. While we have a strong Bal Vikas movement in the Delhi National Capital Region, I think there are a number of new initiatives that we have taken over the last 3.5 years, especially post Swami's departure, physical departure, so to say. Let me first go back to the first program that we have launched, How to Reach Out to Young Minds, is a college program that the Satyasai organization has launched, and it is called Life is a Game, Play It.
Okay.
Okay. So we conceived this idea of reaching out to young people with Swami's message, but done in a language which in which they understand. If you go to a college today and you get up and you start giving them higher fundamentals on Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prem, Ahimsa, I think you will soon see that classroom emptying out. If you present the same material in the way that they are attuned to listening, because times have changed.
Yes.
The message doesn't change,
yes,
but your methodology has to change.
Yes.
So what we have done is we have changed the methodology of delivering the same message by repackaging it in a modern way through films, through PPT presentations, through a dialogue, through games. So Life is a Game Played program was launched in 2012. We reached out to 3 colleges that year to pilot our program, because we also wanted to assess in terms of what we had put together, whether that was something which was going to be received well with young minds. And we put a small team together of 5 people who are part of my core team. We sat together, we went through several sessions of developing the program, the PPTs, the videos embedded in the PPTs, the talks, the games that you could do, an 8-module program, out of which 1 module is a service program, which is conducted by college students on the campus or off campus, but the organization facilitates that. So basically, what we do is we started, for example, normally when we go back from Seva, the colleges are now open in Delhi. And the first session will happen sometime later in August, early September. And what we try to accomplish is that 1 session every month in each of the college.
So how many colleges?
In 2012, it was 3 colleges.
Okay.
In 2013, for the year which has just ended into April 2014, we had 7 colleges.
Okay.
And this year, the goal is to scale it to 10 colleges in Delhi.
Wow.
We have 10 districts. Delhi National Capital Region has 10 districts and 10 district presidents. So essentially what we want to do is 1 college each for each district to manage, while we have a core team which has produced this program, has put a process in place. There's a training team which has trained the district, you know, sort of coordination teams which we have set up. So each district also now has a 3-4 member team which actually delivers the course. So it is not only about the course content. It is also about how you deliver this program. How do you connect with these young minds?
And you have to train the people who are going to do this program.
So our core team has now, I think about 2 weeks back, has just finished a first orientation program for the new batch of trainers, you know, who are going to go out and deliver this program in the districts. So this year we want to scale up to 10 colleges. So at least every district in Delhi would have 1 college to manage, so that Life is a Game Played program is undertaken.
As you mentioned, this is a program which goes on throughout the year.
It goes throughout the year. It has, as I said, 8 modules.
Mm-hmm.
1 is a service module. Essentially, if you look, there is a lot of holiday and exam period. And it also has to happen with the cooperation of the college.
Yes.
Essentially, what is the time away from their academic and other activities that they can give it to us. So we work in close connection with the management of the college. They actually allot the days that we can come each month.
Okay.
So basically, August, September, October, November, it will run, and then December is the exam period for them. Then again, we'll do it in January, February, and March, and the April period, exam period. So our aim is to finish everything by March.
The 8 modules.
The 8 modules in March. Sometime we do it twice a month.
Okay.
But it's the same team going to same college once a month, delivering each of the module on life management, on time management, on stress. It is Baba's teachings.
Yes.
Reproduced in a new, modernistic, well-received way.
Yes.
And they're being very well-received. You know, I think we just concluded this year, was the second year we had a convocation for college students which were graduating this year.
So once they go through the course, they graduate.
Yes.
They're given a certificate.
We have given a certificate. This year we have started a new precedent.
Wonderful.
Last year we were experimenting. This year we were absolutely confident of what we were doing, because it was very well received in year 1. Mm-hmm. And so this year we had a convocation. Mr. Sam Pitroda came and gave the valedictory address. And our revered All India president also flew in specially for this convocation for a day to Delhi to witness what was happening. So we're grateful to both of them for being with us and encouraging young minds, igniting young minds to the process they have been through. So this year now we have just finished our training just before coming for Prashanti Seva. And as soon as we go back, we will launch our program in the same colleges where we have been doing it for 2 years. And now, in addition, some 3 more colleges we will add on to our kitty.
So what has been the impact? What have you seen? Are there any such instances, you know, which have really moved you, which have really inspired you to get this going?
Yes. This program is very close to my heart because I feel that this is a way to reach out Swami's message to young minds, people who don't know anything about Swami, you know.
Yes.
And the way we do it is, it's not a propaganda program, okay, at all. The way we have structured this program is essentially in a very subtle way. Obviously, they know which organization is coming and delivering this program. And then, as you said, Baba told Ted Henry, don't propagate me, but propagate what my message is, and I'll take care of the rest.
Yes.
I think exactly on same lines is what we are doing. We are not there present to propagate Baba. Everybody knows about Swami.
Yes.
And, you know, today, in today's world, everybody knows about Swami.
They're familiar.
They're familiar who he is and what he has done. But what we need to do is to convey to the young minds and to public at large as to what is his message.
Yes.
And we have to package that message in such a way that it is received well.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that is one thing. So when we were doing this program, we were putting these sort of modules together. I was very much a part of it. I wanted to learn it myself. We wanted to make sure that we were doing the right thing. There were right deliverables in this program. And over the time, we have also evolved. So over the last 3 months, we finished the convocation in April. So May, June, July, our teams have now been working to revise the program also. Because we don't want it to be a dormant kind of a thing. We want it to be very dynamic.
Yes.
You know, so whatever we have learned in the 2 years, we want to input that into the program and make it even more dynamic so that it is received well in year 3.
You improve it constantly.
Absolutely. You have to do that because the times are changing.
Yes.
You see, technology, time, mood,
yes,
you know, behavior of people, everything is changing over time.
Yes.
So you need to gear up accordingly so that you're always fresh.
Yes.
You know, so you're not stale in terms of what you're delivering is not stale. It is absolutely fresh for the minds of people who are receiving it. So we are very conscious of that fact, and especially for young population of Delhi National Capital Region, which is highly well-traveled, well-educated, well-placed, both middle-class,
well-informed,
well-informed upper middle class and the middle class, and children come from well-to-do families. It has to be dynamic in its approach in terms of reaching out. And I think the high moments for me has been when I have seen students writing poems about the program, writing poems about Baba, writing poems about the organization. You know, on the convocation day, the first half of the day was dedicated to delivering the last session, and then inputs from the children. And you had to see the inputs which were coming from young minds. I remember one Muslim student wrote a very eloquent poem which she read out in Hindi at the convocation. So I think that is what is very satisfying. You know, both for me and my team, there's no age bias as such in terms of who delivers this program, but we have kept fairly young team to deliver this program. Mind it, young doesn't mean is an age bar. I have a 60 plus also, very dynamic, gutsy, you know, wants to deliver it and has the right attitude.
Has the fire in the belly.
Have the fire in the belly and also has the right spirit.
Yes.
So I also have that. So age essentially is not a bias, but see, since young people will connect with young people, so we have made sure that, you know, it is delivered by a certain age group of people so that these young minds can come up to them, ask questions, reach out to them, and there's a continuum.
Wonderful. In fact, I remember witnessing possibly a similar kind of program. This was organized by the Hyderabad Sai Youth. They've also been going to different districts of Andhra Pradesh and doing this program. It's called a soft skills and, you know, life training, life skills program, etc. It was a whole day session wherein they taught the youth about so many things, about, you know, having their goals in life, communication skills, you know, career counseling, everything. And even as they were doing this, you know, values were very subtly being conveyed, all that was happening. At the end of the session, then I had the chance to speak to some of these participants, after almost 8-9 hours of they being through the session. Some of the responses were so moving, because I remember one of them saying that, I never thought that service actually can be a way of life. I never thought that there are still people today who think that selfless service can be a part of our life. I never thought that there are people who will do things absolutely selflessly. I thought there's no one in the world who is really selfless.
Correct.
So it really opened up. There is some other guy who came up and said that, now I was in two minds whether to become a politician or not, because I wanted to do good. But now this has given me so much confidence, I definitely want to be a politician, because today I know that as a politician I can make a huge difference in people's life.
Correct.
If I follow the right path, I'll have the power to do things.
Absolutely.
So that way it was a very, very moving experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure things like that must be
absolutely
happening.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's a two-way process. In as much as we are happy to go and deliver these programs, it's also a huge learning curve for us. Because young minds also ask us questions. And so that is an ever-evolving process also for our teams.
Yes.
To think of how young minds are thinking.
Yes.
And how to tailor that. You know, I think that is a humongous job that we have on our hand. And hence, as I said, we were revising our course because of the inputs that we have received so far. And tailor it and see, are we addressing the issues that are prevailing in young minds today? And I think that is what it makes it very interesting and dynamic and evolving. I mean, I have been on the inaugurals, on the first sessions of various college programs. And sometime I have been on the valedictory programs of some colleges. They normally like to hold it in their college. I was at IP University last year, where the Vice Chancellor, the Registrar of the IP University were both present, and we did the inaugural there. And they were touched. Mm-hmm. They thought, you know, there has to be some kind of a financial benefit to whatever you do. And they were amazed that here were 20 volunteers who had come, who were organizing a program on campus, and were able to, we were doing this totally out of,
exactly,
you know, love for Swami, that is in our hearts, but selflessly for them.
Yes.
So I think that also astonishes people.
Absolutely. As, you know. Absolutely. In fact, this Hyderabad team, you know, they have started this soft skills workshops. Basically, they teach basic computer skills to youth, you know, who can pick up the skills and get decent jobs.
Correct.
And at the end of this 40-day session, you know, they teach them about all this Office and MS Office and et cetera, et cetera. The one question that every member was asking is, why are you doing this?
Yes.
Then why are you getting out of this? Why are you doing this for us? You know, that really sets them thinking.
Yeah. And they don't know that how much joy it gives to us.
Yes.
When you do this sharing.
Yes.
And one thing I would like to also share is that, you see, Swami has spoken about every single subject on earth.
Absolutely.
You know? So there is all that material which is available to us. It is all upon us.
It's a Ganga.
It's a Ganga. How much you want to fill up.
Yes.
And it is up to us now how to structure and consolidate all of that teaching and how we present it to the world.
Yes.
I think our biggest duty today as children of Sai is to spread his message. And in spreading that message will be we loving our society.
Yes.
You know, essentially that is the core of what we are doing in Delhi in our own limited way. But I think by and large across, we have to reach out to people with his message.
Wonderful.
His persona is known to the world. His message needs to reach out to the world, because that will really bring a turnaround. And I'll share later on in this talk with you what we are doing with the corporate course and what they are saying to us.
Oh, okay.
You know?
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
There are 2-3 thoughts that are coming in my mind. Yeah. One thing is, of course, taking the younger generation along, and you also mentioned that you're trying to do something in the villages, in the urban villages, in the village integration programs.
Yes.
Maybe you should share some of the things that are going on there.
Sure.
Because I think you're trying to take his message to different sections of society.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me then showcase how we're reaching out to different segments. We're reaching out to school children through our Bal Vikas program. Okay. Home Bal Vikas and the school Bal Vikas.
How is Bal Vikas movement going along? Because in these times it is so difficult to get kids' attention. Children have so many distractions and it's really a challenge to ensure that children come for that 1 or 2 hours of Bal Vikas on a holiday or a Sunday. Is it really happening? Are we able to get children?
I think we have a little bit of a spin on that. Okay, and I think fortunately our education coordinator in Delhi now has involved our Life is a Gameplay team along with her, with some group of Bal Vikas gurus, to learn how we are doing using technology to disseminate the learning. Okay, so we are hoping that some of the modules that we will develop for our education wing in Delhi, for the especially for the Bal Vikas, should be able to reach the upper and the middle class in the Delhi National Capital Region. I'll come back to that again, but let me come back to what we are doing in terms of reaching out to different segments of population. So we have a Bal Vikas program for school-going children. We have now developed this Life is a Game Played program, which is an initiative going out to college students. We reached out to some 1,200 students last year. With these 10 colleges, we are going to scale it up further. There's a third segment, which is people who are now in employment. And the title of that program is Your Life is Your Message.
Okay.
Taking it from Swami's court,
yes.
We have titled that corporate program as Your Life is Your Message. And we've just launched it in June this year in Delhi. I'll come back to how Swami had blessed that program in greater detail. Then in terms of urban, rural sort of, you know, urban villages in Delhi National Capital Region, we have some 40 locations where there are urban villages. So there what we are doing is, we have moderated the Satyasai Village Integrated Program because there are no cattle. You know, that's not what is happening. It's not like rural Andhra or rural Maharashtra or rural Haryana where, you know, you would have animal husbandry care and all those care. So we have moderated that program to suit the needs of the urban villages. So essentially what are we doing there? We're doing interventions in terms of malnutrition through a Sai Protein program. We're doing interventions in terms of giving skills through some programs. We are doing interventions through Bal Vikas program for rural children to give them values so that these children which are going to schools do not get into drugs, do not get into bad habits. There are now some villages where we have formed their committees. So earlier the organization people were going and conducting programs. Now we have set up the village committees which have taken on the ownership of running these programs, Satyasai Village Integrated Programs, to their, you know, sort of population.
So it's becoming more participative.
And so we are reaching the urban villages population through that. We also obviously have Satyasai International Center and our bhajan centers across the Delhi National Capital Region where we reach out to the middle classes and the upper middle classes, so that through our seva programs, through our bhajan programs, we are able to reach out to them. And number of new initiatives. You know, the Delhi Center for the last several years, as you know, we have laid a great emphasis on Baba's message of unity of faiths. Oneness of God.
Yes.
There's only one religion, the religion of love. And for that reason, not only we celebrate things like Dasera, Ram Navami, we have now picked up 4 major festivals which are celebrated by the Sai Organization of Delhi, which is the Buddha Purnima, Eid festivity, and then Christmas festivity. And people from the community come and conduct these programs. For
So this happens in the
Satyasai International Center in Delhi.
Yeah.
Organization obviously organizes it. From our end, we do also our own Christmas bhajans, while we get people from St. Luke's Church or some church to come and sing carols. And actually last year we had the archdiocese, the head of the archdiocese, come and visit the center on Christmas Day, Christmas celebrations. This year also we had a Qawwali program and also a program where Professor Vasi, who's the professor at Jamia Millia, he came and delivered the address at the center. Buddha Purnima, and now I think this year on the 2nd of November we'll be celebrating Guru Nanak Jayanti. So what we are doing through that center is reaching out to mass of population, and so that it perpetuates the message that Swami had always wanted.
Yes.
That there is only one dharma, and the dharma is of love.
Yes.
And I think people are experiencing that And if you allow me to quote what Professor Vasi said last week, because mind it, two Guru Purnimas back, Professor Vasi was here in Prashanthi Nilayam.
Yes.
And he spoke when we had the Unity of Faiths program here at Prashanthi Nilayam. He and his wife had spent 2 days here visiting the hospitals, the university. I think some of you had accompanied them.
Yeah, I had
them.
The chance to interact.
You had accompanied them for these programs. He was actually, you can see this on YouTube actually, of the SaiInDelhi.org. If you go on the YouTube section of that, he himself says, I have been to many missions, many ashrams across the country, but yours is truly a mission and it's not a commission. You know, there's a word he used and he says that in his speech. So he has very fond memories of this place, and this is what we want to do. We want to spread the message and love of Sai through all these programs, because that's what Baba believed in.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
You know, and his samadhi symbolizes that.
Yes.
And that is the core of his message. When nowhere in this country in 1940s was thinking about unity or what was going to go wrong with India, but in terms of, you know, disintegration, people hating each other, Baba had obviously the vision to see all of this coming, and he had laid great emphasis here also in terms of programs that were done. So I think the Delhi organization, the Satasai organization in Delhi in the National Capital Region, is very much aware of that responsibility that we have to spread the message of oneness and goodness
in society. And in fact, in today's society, when you see there's so much of restlessness, the only way you can counteract something unpleasant is fill it with more pleasant things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you spread more fragrance so that the foul odor is enveloped by something so powerful and so pleasant. So I think in some ways, one very important thing that you mentioned, which I really wanted to comment on, you said that our love for Swami, you wanted to express it as love for society. And I think that is a very, very significant thing that you shared. And I don't know how many people really seriously think about it. Because when Bhagwan said the best way to love God is to love all, serve all.
Absolutely.
And that really means, you know, seeing Him in society.
Yeah. Those should not be just mere lines. Those are the pravachans of our Guru.
Yes.
Our Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
So if you really look at it, that is something which should drive our life. You know, as his devotees, as part of his organization members, I think it should drive our life that these are some of the fundamental core principles that he has left us with. And this is what should drive our life, and this is what we should spread in the society. I think it's very, very important. In all my, you know, sort of meetings when I have with our organization members in Delhi, I always say that our sole message which should drive us is to love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. This should not be a message only, but this should be practiced in everything that we do.
Yes. In fact, I remember some time back when I was browsing through the life of Swami Vivekananda, there's this young monk who's joined the monastery and, you know, he's trying to meditate and he's not able to concentrate, etc. And so one day he goes up to Swami Vivekananda and he says, "Master, I'm not able to concentrate." He said, "What do you do?" "Well, this is what I do. I sit there and I close my eyes and I try to focus my attention in, at this point, and my mind is not steady," and etc., etc. Then Swami Vivekananda says, "I'll tell you, my dear, what you have to do. Next time, when you want to do this, just get up from that place, open the door and go out, and go out and see the man on the street who needs help, see the person who's crying out for some need, and go and serve."
Absolutely.
That's what he said.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, lot of people come and say, "Oh, we don't have time."
That's another thing I wanted to ask you.
You know, I don't have time.
Especially the youth, we are busy with our careers.
You know, that's fine. I think I still consider myself in the young category, you know, and I'm in just my early 40s at the moment.
Yeah.
And I came to the organization when I was in my late 20s, early 30s. And, you know, I work for a multinational law firm. I travel across the globe for my work. Yet I find time, because, you know, you should not take organizational work or Swami's work as any different from your own work. When it is part of your own work, when you take it that this is also part of my dinacharya. While I'm going to eat, I'm going to earn money for my family, I'm going to go to a concert, I'm going to enjoy a bhajan, I'm going to go for a vacation. Why can't there be any time for doing service? Because that is core to our life. That's what our master has taught us. So, you know, today, fortunately, and I tell them, I said, you know, fortunately we have technology on our side.
Yes.
You know, you could be sitting in London, you could be in New York, you could be in Caracas, you could be in Hong Kong, you could be anywhere.
Yes.
You can do a lot through your email.
Yes.
You know, I respond to most of my emails within 24 hours. Within 24 hours, the limit that I've set for myself. Any email that lands on my desk, I respond. So the technology is on our side. We can do a lot.
Harness the power of technology.
Harness the power of technology. We can do VC calls.
Yeah.
You know, you could be sitting anywhere. Some of the meetings that I don't, you know, sort of, not necessarily that we get together at the Satyasai International Center in Delhi. We do a con call.
Yes.
And we resolve all issues on a con call.
Yes.
So technology has to be used for the benefit of the work that we undertake under the SAI mission and the SAI organization. So those of us who say, I don't have time, I'm not sure how to take that because, you know, we are all busy. I'm also busy.
Yes.
But I think in that busyness, we need to find, I mean, this is the oasis that we are looking for all the time.
Yes.
You know, in that busyness, work for the SAI mission. When you work for Baba's organization or his mission, that is the time that you actually withdraw all your thoughts from the other things and you're constantly focusing only on Swami and his work.
Yes.
I think that's the time that you're spending in the oasis.
Yes.
So would you not want to relax?
Yes.
I would certainly want to relax and be part of it.
Yes.
And be part of that oasis. Because, you know, there are so many demands on you. There are there are billing requirements, this requirement, that requirement. There's so many pressures that you, when you have in your work life, you have to balance that out. The very good balance is that you actually are working for the mission. You're deviating your thoughts. You're sort of, you know, diverting your thoughts from all of that.
It sort of recharges you.
Yes, absolutely. And then you can go back to your work.
Yes.
Go back to your work.
Yes.
So I'm one of those who don't believe that there's no time. I think if you want to make time, you will certainly make time, just like you will make time for holiday or to go to a movie or to go to a concert.
Yeah.
You can certainly make out time.
In fact, I remember speaking to, again, a very inspired and young individual. He's an office bearer in the Satyasai organization of Sri Lanka. His name is Mr. Manoharan. He's the secretary of the Satyasai organization in Sri Lanka. I had the chance to be there and actually be with him for 4 or 5 days. I saw him, he was so busy. And I saw him so busy with office work as well as equally busy with Swami's work. And I asked him, you know, do you anytime feel that, you know, doing Sai organization work is really in some ways becoming an impediment for your office work? He said, no way. He said, you know what? It is the Sai work which has not only helped me to get close to Bhagwan and all the other things associated with the organization. This is what has given me all the power to do well in my professional work.
Absolutely.
You don't know, it has, even in a professionally, I would say to the any Sai youth, forget the seva aspect, forget the spiritual aspect. Even to do professionally, you join the Sai mission. You know, this has, you know, interacting with so many people, organizing so many things, everything, even the other, the so-called material aspects of life, of what I've learned being the Sai organization, has been a great training ground for me.
Absolutely.
And it has been his experience that, you know, Swami always makes it possible for him. If, for example, when I went to Sri Lanka and there was a youth conference, etc., and he was wondering whether he'll have time for that function. And then suddenly things changed in the office. He was supposed to go to Fiji on some office work that somehow got postponed. And he told, this is a regular experience. Every time I sincerely want to do some of his work, some things will happen. They'll just fall in place. And now I'm confident that, you know, if I'm very serious about doing his work, he will look after me.
Absolutely. I 200% agree with him because I've experienced the same in my life. And I think your professional work, Sai work, family, everything has to work seamlessly.
Yes.
If you don't put it in straight jacket sort of blocks, that this is my professional time, this is my... It has to work seamlessly.
Yes.
Because it is my work.
Yes.
All of it is my work. I am not doing anybody a favor if I'm doing sign work. It is for my own evolution that I'm doing this. So if it is my work, then like everything else, I will make time for it. I don't
Absolutely.
Think there is any second thought on that.
Yes.
You know,
it's as important as taking time for your family.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
absolutely. Yeah. If Baba is the head of my family, won't I make time for him?
Yes.
You know, so I would certainly make time for him. You know, it's all about believing. Imagine that he's part of your home every single day.
Yes.
And just like you would do it for your grandfather, you know, it's your Sadguru that you are making time for. I mean, what is a better opportunity?
Absolutely.
You're making time for your Sadguru in your life every single day, every single moment, whenever the opportunity arises.
Yes.
So don't be disturbed when you get flooded with calls from people. You say, oh, it's my work day. In the middle of the day, I'm getting so many calls. See, there are today WhatsApp, there is SMSs. We can communicate in so many ways without disturbing the other person.
Correct.
You know, so I think use a technology.
Yes.
I think it's very important that even this technology is produced by divine grace.
Absolutely.
You know, so use that technology also to harness how you live your life and how you allocate your time, your daily 24 hours, you can allocate it very easily.
People say because of this recent social networking, etc., you're losing a lot of time. But if you take it positively, you can actually manage your time well and with the help of technology.
Without disturbing. For example, I sometimes send a message. I don't call up a person.
Yes.
I simply send a message saying, call me when you're free.
Yes.
I am free from this time to this time. Call me. So we connect at each other's convenience.
Yes.
So there's so much you could do, provided you know you know how to utilize that technology to your benefit.
Absolutely. Wonderful. So please go on. I'm really excited to know about the new initiative that you were mentioning that you've started very recently, going to the corporates and taking Swami's message there.
Yes. Yes. Vishu, I must take you back to year 2009. This program we had prepared in 2009, five values of Swami: Satya, Dharma, Prem, Shanti and Ahimsa. And we had prepared materials, and I was here in Puttaparthi with those materials. I wanted to take Swami's blessing before we went out and, you know, reached out to the corporate world in terms of sharing these thoughts with them. It was very gracious of Swami that one afternoon I was able to place all of this material before him, and he leafed through the material.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was leafing through the material, I was telling Swami what was my objective of starting this program in Delhi. So I said, Swami, we want to spread your teachings and message to people who work in business houses, large corporates. And he very keenly looked at, because we had prepared these slides and everything, we had made it in a print form, and he leafed through the whole thing, and nearly after 7, 8, 10 minutes, he put his hand over it and he says, Karo. Huh?
Okay.
And so that I took as an indication that
go ahead and do this.
Mm. Unfortunately, we were not able to, for some reason or the other, you know, 2010 visit happened, then the events of 2011, we didn't get an opportune time to do that. Then 2012 came and the Life is a Game Played program came.
Yes.
So we said, let's first test with the colleges, because we do not want to go to a corporate, leave a bad impression.
Yes.
Because what we probably may be delivering, you know, may be received well, may not be received well. Okay. But we had the faith that one day the time will come when we will, because Swami has put his hand over it and he has given the declaration that Karo, that it will happen. So we first, as I said earlier, Life is a Game Played program, we launched it. It's in its third year now. So earlier on this year, our team in Delhi, I told them that let's look at these materials again. Let's see what changes we want to do to this material. And let's do a pilot so that we do a launch of the program. And now we have, as I said, last month, we had some 25 vice presidents and assistant vice president, AVPs, of the HDFC Bank in Gurgaon, where we have delivered the first, you know, full day program to them. We shared some materials with them. Five members of the team presented, made various presentations. So it's Swami's blessing has fructified into the first launch.
Wow.
And let me share with you that it's very important. We lay a great emphasis on the feedback. You know, what is the kind of feedback we are getting from the participants? So at the end of the program, we had a sheet, feedback sheet from each one of them, which they could enclose in an envelope and give it back to us. And you will be amazed at the kind of feedback that we've received from these vice presidents and senior management people of the HDFC Bank. One I can share with you, he said, I had never known that there was such an aspect to my life
mm-hmm.
after going through the program, because it's so competitive out there,
yes.
you know, trying to put down each other, trying mm. to make
yeah.
more money,
yes.
this, that and the other. He said, this is a new dimension to my life. You know,
wow.
what is being sort of shared with us mm-hmm. at this presentation. So now with that, we have the confidence that what we have prepared is something which will ignite young minds in the corporates. We have now in position at least three corporates which have come forward and said, we'll be more than happy for you to launch this program.
Wonderful.
And so we're looking forward to reach out. As a matter of fact, one corporate has got 9,000 employees.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, oh, I offer all of my 9,000 employees to you. I think we are busy for the next 2-3 years now with this. But we have titled the program, Your Life is Your Message.
Wonderful.
Taking it from Swami's
yes.
lines. So essentially, we are delighted with what has happened in June, with the feedback, with the course content. As you say, we are very dynamic in terms of, you know, re-churning some of these
yes.
things. So all the feedback that we've received, we are also going to review it, see where are the pitfalls, cover those, that ground, and move forward.
Constantly evolving.
Constantly evolving, because I think it's important.
Yes.
The time is changing. Every day you see so much literature being produced.
Yes.
Today if you go on 10 news channels, there's a different news being produced. You know, somebody is being getting interviewed, somewhere it's a debate going on.
Yes.
So there is so much knowledge floating around.
Yes.
To channelize all of it, I think you need to constantly focus on what you're doing.
Yes.
And what do you want to achieve from that program? As I said earlier, it's not to convert people
yes.
to be Sai Baba devotees. I'll be very clear. It is to introduce them that this is another way of life.
Yes.
You know, Baba has shown another way of life.
Yes.
Okay.
To make society a better place.
Make society a better place.
Yes.
And as I said earlier, those he would want to touch, he will touch on his own. I mean,
yes.
that is the divine hand of the Lord,
yes.
which will sort of give the blessing to whoever he wants to bring him closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think our role is to just disseminate all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we are very glad, and I must say Vikas, Amit, Bela, Bharati, all of them members of my core team, I give full credit to them for putting this program together. We are all working very, very hard to see that this scales to new heights. As I said earlier, you know, now we have got three corporates who are more than willing coming forward. So we'll also have to scale our ability.
Yes.
You know, even our own core team, we are
yes.
now scaling it up so that we can take up more corporates
yes.
In due process. Because if you have to deal with 9,000 employees, imagine how many day courses will we have to run.
Yes.
And we want to keep the group small. We want to not go beyond 50.
Okay.
We're looking at 25 to 30 people in one session, full day session. And not more than 50, because we want it absolutely interactive.
Yes.
So the session that we did at the HDFC Bank was absolutely interactive. And I think that's what keeps it going, because it keeps everybody's interest there. We had some games
mm-hmm.
and that is what kept them going.
Wonderful. In fact, two thoughts come to my mind. One is, we have this series of discourses that Bhagwan has given on management.
Yes.
Which is compiled in that book, Man Management.
Correct.
And
we are profusely using that.
Yeah, yeah. That is something people who are new to Bhagwan's
yes.
Philosophy of management, philosophy of dealing with people will
Correct.
Find, I think, diamonds in that about
Absolutely.
How to run your business, how to manage your career and all that.
Correct, correct.
That is one. And secondly, I think now going forward, this is 2014 and, you know, 90th birthday is just around the corner. We have one more year and we have really, these are, I would say, harbingers of what is going to come.
Yes.
In the glory of Sai mission.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we are not only we're going to scale up the college program, we're going to improve the way we deliver our Bal Vikas program, we're going to look at ways now to reaching out, you know, not only expand this program, Your Life is Your Message program amongst the corporates. We are also going to expand our already existing medical program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a mobile medical unit out of Delhi,
okay.
Which has served some 16,000 people in 1 year last year.
In the rural areas?
In the rural, as I said, urban villages that
yes.
we have.
Yeah.
And in places like Noida in Gurgaon, there are still villages because those are not cities, full-fledged cities at the moment. So it goes as far as some 40 kilometers from the center. It is stationed in the center,
okay.
but every morning it goes close to some 40 kilometers to some rural segment in Noida, or Greater Noida for that matter, or some far off place in Gurgaon or North Delhi. It goes to some 18, 19 locations in a month. And we have done about 16, 17,000 patients over the last year. We are wanting to scale up this with probably more mobile medical units for Bhagwan's 90th birthday.
Wow.
So that we are able to reach out to larger number of people to service them with our medical program. And so the free medication is given. All the diagnostic is done in the lab, which is on the vehicle itself.
Mm-hmm.
And free medication is distributed. And the same set of doctors see at the same locations twice a month. So there's a continuity. So all of them have cards. They bring the cards. The same doctor examines them, prescribes new medication, and obviously intakes new patients from each of the locations.
So they go to a location twice.
They go to the same location twice.
Okay.
So if you're looking at 18 times a month, we're actually going to 9 locations, but repeatedly twice a month.
Yes.
So idea is, because normally going once a month really doesn't suffice the purpose of, because, you know, a person may be sick. So after 2 weeks, I think we need to review the patient.
Yes.
So the idea is, so once we add more mobile units, I think we'll scale this up in, as Bhagwan's 90th birthday, you know, celebrations come in early next year. We're preparing ourselves for that, so that we scale up our medical program as well.
Wonderful. And especially in these times when medical expenses have become so...
They're soaring.
Yeah, soaring so much on the higher side.
Yes.
Medical tourism has become the in thing today.
Correct.
In India.
Correct.
So I think it's definitely...
Correct.
It's
a new model, because what Swami's model has been is a unique model in this world. And I think each of the state units can replicate that.
Absolutely.
You know. And as Swami said, Vidya and Vedyam,
yes,
both has to be given free.
Yes.
I think we need to do that.
Yes.
We need to further scale this up wherever we are in our respective jurisdictions where we are undertaking Sai Mission work.
Yes.
I think we have to constantly review what is our working, how to improve our working,
yes,
and how to scale our working.
What occurs to me is it is so important now to connect.
Yes.
Like, for example, you have started this corporate program in Delhi. It's so heartening that it is happening in the capital of the country. And this is something that can easily be replicated in other metros, say
Absolutely.
In Mumbai, say in Chennai, say in Bangalore.
Correct.
And similarly, what the Hyderabad youth are doing with
Absolutely.
The youth. Maybe there is something that, you know, they can learn from you. Maybe you can learn
Absolutely.
Something from them.
Absolutely.
And
I think that two-way process has to be, as I said earlier,
yes,
we're constantly learning from the students where we're delivering these programs.
Yes.
So why not from our Sai brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think that would really help us to synergize
Absolutely.
Our ideas and really take it to a new level.
Absolutely.
You would have also seen that how this entire exercise is also helping us connect with so many more inspired individuals, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Society is not many times, as we see in the newspapers and as we see in television channels, many times it is very disheartening. But once you go around, once you start interacting with real people, this is my conviction that there are so many people out there who are very good-hearted, who really want to do good work.
Absolutely. I would say that in our country, majority of people are good.
Yes.
You know, there are obviously odd cases here and there,
yes,
which can be in any society.
Absolutely.
You know, but I think by and large, you know, we are driven by a good value system. Sad part is it is slowly eroding.
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of these violations that are happening, you know, especially to our sisters and others, which is a sad part. And I have always, as a lawyer, I have always believed in one thing, that, you know, none of this will stop by judicial reform.
Yes.
None of this will stop with the police reform. None of this will
stop by installing more CCTV cameras.
More CCTV cameras, or by enforcing any new laws.
Yes.
I think the important thing which we need to sort of position ourselves is, more we spread human values, less these crimes will happen.
Absolutely.
And I think that is a key which I think even the government needs to realize.
Yes.
You know, and more we seed these values at the young age,
yes,
the child when he grows up will certainly never ever think of doing such a demonic act.
Yes.
Okay. Because he will have that conscience which is already awakened within him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all of this needs to be sort of scaled up, even from a government perspective. They need,
yes,
to see this, that the education,
yes,
that is being delivered,
yes,
the secular education as it is pointed out,
mm,
also has some human values element to it.
Yes.
And so that these young minds, young children are, their mind is tailored in a different direction.
Yes.
You know?
They have a conscience that is speaking.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So I think it's an abundant responsibility for us as a Sai Mission, for people at large in India. Obviously, there's a huge responsibility for the government, and I hope that the government will also take cue from all of this, that none of these reforms are going to happen and help you. You know, you may bring in a strong law. Yeah. You already have a strong law.
Yeah.
What is happening?
For so many things, we already have laws, but nothing happens.
Till you change the human heart,
exactly.
It's not going to change.
It's going to change.
It's not going to change.
So all we have to do, as what Bhagwan did, you know, he all the time only ignited that goodness which is already there in every person. That's what we will have to do.
The inherent goodness is there with all of us.
All of us.
Even with the criminal, he has inherent goodness. It is only that somebody has to trigger to open that heart to make it tender.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's wonderful that in so many ways, the organization in Delhi is spearheading. And I just hope that with time to come, different Sai centers and different these small pockets of Sai love in different parts of this country come together and becomes a conflagration, as you mentioned. That's and we raise the conscience of society.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir, for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
किनारे पे लगा दी है मेरी कश्ती
कौन है जिसने जमाने के जुल्म खुद सहकर
अपने सीने में छुपा ली मेरी पाका मसीहा खुदा के प्यार की सूरत बयां नहीं होती बयां नहीं होती साईं के प्यार की सूरत बयां नहीं होती साईं के प्यार की
उन्हें एक इशारे से जरा गौर कीजिए उन्हें एक इशारे से
कौन है जिसने मुफलिसी मुझसे छिना कर मुझे आबाद किया?
कौन है जिसने खुद को पामाल किया और मुझे बरकत दी?
हाजियों
खुदा का भाई के प्यार की
जहाँ भी देखिए जलवा उसी का मिलता है, उसी को देख बगीचे में फूल खिलता है, नसीम कानों में आके उसकी गुनगुनाती है कि बिना खुदा की रजा के न पात खिलता है।
जहाँ भी देखिए तो जलवा उसी का है, उसी को देख बगीचे में फूल खिलता है।
जहाँ भी देखिए
I'm not
करो जो आरती मंदिरों में उसी को पहुंचेगी, पढ़ो नमाज मस्जिदों में उसी को पहुंचेगी।
पहुंचेगी।